Hey, Rubio. Thanks for your time. Good to see you. With all the competition this team has at the striker position when you play, how is it that you remain relevant and show Pablo that you deserve meaningful minutes?
Oh, just being a good pro. I think ultimately it's my standard that I hold myself to. Training hard every day, every week, every month. Just being a good pro, you know what I mean? And being in the gym whenever I have to be and stuff like that. I think that's sometimes people forget about those things and, you know, it's not talked about enough, but it's okay. Those things don't matter. But the most important, like you said, is staying relevant, being a good pro and, you know, showing up to training every day.
Going to take you back a little bit. Beginning of the season was a little bit difficult for you. It took you until your 10th start of the season to register a goal or assist. How do you think you can fix that and become more of a consistent goal scorer or assister?
Yeah, you know, I think just trusting myself whenever doubt might creep in, believing in myself and keeping that confidence, you know, high and stuff, because that's what it is. Ultimately, for an attacking player or a goal scorer, it's all about moments, making sure that, you know, you're scoring those goals, and when they happen, you know, they happen. So.
And then lastly for me, you had a lot of time on international duty with the Guatemalan national mm-hmm. team. At times it seems like you come back to the team and there is that confidence that's back there. Do you feel that heightened confidence after going out and playing on international duty, scoring some goals and coming back with this team?
Yeah, 100%. You know, being international duty this year has been great. I found form there with the national team and stuff like that. You know, those matches are, would say, more intense just because, you know, representing a whole country. So the Gold Cup was special. Playing Nations League was huge too. So it was a good year with the national team and stuff. So it was fun to have that this year.
Thanks, Rubio.
I appreciate y'all.
Rubio, overall, what's your feelings and what's your assessment towards the 2023 season?
Better than last year, that's for sure. Better year than last year. You know, I was able to score more goals, have more assists individually. But also last year was a tough year because I was hurt. So at the beginning of the season, I was dealing with my hernias. Didn't play until maybe May or June or May. I don't even remember when it was, but yeah, May maybe. So this year was healthy, was 100%. Felt better. Had a couple knocks, but it was just a better year than last year.
And overall, just, I mean, for you personally, and it could be for the whole team, what do you feel like needs to be focused on in the off season to maybe try to improve and go maybe make a deeper run in the playoffs for heading into 2024?
Yeah, you know, for us, I think just staying together as a team, you know, with the same kind of group that we have, you know, keeping it intact, maybe adding some pieces, that always is good to a team, more competition. But, you know, we have a talented group. So yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, much more, next year kind of thing. Right now it's, you know, things are over. Unfortunately, loss in PK is the worst way to lose. But I think the most important thing going into, making it to the playoffs this year again, and, you know, seeing all that talent on the field, realizing that we could make a bigger push next year. You know, we're in the Open Cup semifinal, we were in Leagues Cup. So I think just keeping the team together is go a long way.
Last, I want to ask you, sometimes throughout the course of the season, Pablo would bring you in, and you'd play more of a wing role rather than up top centrally. Would you prefer to be centrally or be out wide if it means, or more potentially play more out wide, if it means more minutes for you?
Of course. I think, you know, wherever there's more minutes and more opportunities to play and, you know, score goals and assist, I'll play. You know, I've always been, you know, a player who's played out wide, played in the midfield, and play up top. So I kind of just, you know, never really had a one position, even when I was in Mexico playing. So, you know, I found myself this season playing different positions, even in the midfield sometimes, being a more coming down on the ball and stuff. So, yeah, I'm, you know, open to anything.
Awesome. Thanks, yeah. Man.
You mentioned the PK shootout. Obviously not the ideal result for the team to end the season, but for you personally, I imagine going in and making your penalty was probably a better ending than the end of last season with the red card. And obviously, like, it didn't end in a win, but it could have been, you know, this great kind of redemption story. Right? You go in and make your penalty if you guys had won, right?
Did that it? Was the whole time I was thinking that. I was thinking, like, I can't be that guy that gets a red card, you know, because when it happened against Austin, you're thinking, like, you know, you hear it and stuff, like, you're the reason why, you know, we lost. And then I was like, dang, imagine if I missed this PK. It's probably going to be the same thing. So I'm glad I made it. But, you know, in those moments, you know, people don't – we talk about it as players. But, yeah, like, you feel the pressure. You know, you're stressed out because you want to make it. You know what I mean? The most important thing is just stepping up. You know what I mean? And going with your gut and believing in yourself that you're going to make it. So that's how I take it, is at the end of the day, you know, I was able to make my PK, but, you know, it's just with the mentality of I'm going to take it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was good.
Well, congrats on it.
Thanks.
The 2 years ago, you didn't get training camp because you were recovering.
Uh-huh.
And Andrew was just in here talking about how he had the quad, and so he missed a big chunk of training camp this year. Chicho's new to the team. Even for a player as gifted as he is, obviously,
mm-hmm.
what will it mean for him to go through a camp with the team? How will that improve him?
Oh, I think it's huge. You know, me missing training camp last year, it hurt me a lot going into last year and stuff like that, even just getting, like, minutes. And, you know, the guys that were there in preseason kind of stuck by, you know, Pablo's head just because they saw him more time and stuff like that. And I think, you know, Chicho, not only that, but also maybe, you know, getting that fitness level of preseason also goes a long way. So I think that's also important. So I think it would be huge for him.
In your first remarks at the start, it sounded like you were talking about how important you thought consistency could be for the team next year, building off a 50-point season this year. Can you just elaborate on that, where you think consistency will really pay off next year?
Yeah, I think when sometimes playing away, you know, playing away matches are always tough. You know, you're on the road, you're playing against other teams and stuff like that, different kind of maybe altitude, different kind of weather, whatever it is, you know what I mean? And just going into those games and realizing that even just getting 1 point is great, you know what I mean? So that consistency of, like, going into away games and being like, look, it's going to be so hard for us to get 3 points. And being, I wouldn't say with the mentality of being like, we're going to lose this game, but also having the mentality of being like, look, we're short a couple guys because of international break. We're short a couple guys because of injury. Like, let's also, like, going into the match and be like, hey, we could, you know, get a tie, which could help us climb that table, have that consistency, and not go maybe two or three games, L, you know what I mean? Loss, and going more of like, okay, tie, lose, you know what I mean? Those 2 points can be the difference from keeping that consistency. So I think those things are something that, you know, players have to manage, coaching staff, everybody kind of has to manage. And, you know, I think that can really elevate us to, you know, take that next step and being a great team, so –